Hey everyone, devotion for April the 24th, 2020, Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. As we've been looking at the topic, thinking like Jesus, an important part of that thought process is dealing with forgiveness. Now I know, forgiveness is the one thing everyone needs, but too few people are willing to give. I read a definition about forgiveness from years ago that has always stuck with me. Forgiveness means choosing to no longer hold the offender accountable. Now, forgiving is not forgetting. We remember every thought or every feeling that we have experienced, but many of those are locked away deep inside the crevices of our mind. Now, you might think, well, if I can remember so much, why do I constantly forget where I lay my keys? As soon as I figure that out, I'm going to write a book and I'll share the royalties with you. Seriously, though, it's hard. Forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness does not mean that you will stop feeling anger or pain about what happened to you, especially in the immediate aftermath. When people are abused, whether sexual, physical, or emotionally, they struggle with this feeling of anger and/or resentment. Some report they feel like that if they forgive their attacker, that lets the attacker off the hook. Listen, that's a lie from the devil. We forgive because it isn't about them. Forgiveness is about freeing you from the prison of their power or control over you. Forgiveness means that we choose to turn the situation over to God and trust that God will, in time, in His own time, not ours, but in His own time, deal with that person and or that situation. Now, what most of us want, we want God to recreate the scene from the psychological thriller movie Seven, where the killer literally extracts a pound of flesh. In many cases, we've been trying to extract that pound of flesh for a long, long time. And I guess I would just ask you, how's that working out for you? Probably isn't working out well. Jesus forgave us of every sin that we ever committed. But He paid for our sins, not with our flesh, but with His own flesh. And if His payment isn't enough, then nothing will ever be enough. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday.